We got Jamie from Gwynn Bait and Tackle on with us today, and I appreciate you giving us some time, Jamie.
Hey, thanks for having us. Pleasure as always.
Well, let's let people know what you're seeing there in the Gwynn area, Southern Marquette County fishing. Then we'll get to a little hunting talk in a little bit here. First of all, let's talk about your live bait situation there and what's been selling, and what do you think that correlates to what species they're catching and where?
Yeah, absolutely. Finally got in sucker minnows, new in, just got them this week. I know that all summer long seems like some reason it's really tough to get those. So got sucker minnows, still got really good chubs. I actually go out every week or 2 weeks and when I go catch chubs, and I catch some big ones. So we've had some pretty good minnows in stock. Leeches are pretty much done for the year. Still got crawlers, got worms, got wax worms. Biggest sellers definitely going to be your crawlers. You know, sell those all year round. We got the small, medium, fat heads. When I go out and trap, you know, we get some dace minnows in. So we've always got a good selection of bait. I like to think of one of the better bait selections in the whole UP.
So let's talk about what folks are catching right now. What are the reports?
Yeah, reports in the area are still good. It's been a pretty good year, pretty good summer here in the Gwynn area. Most reports I'm hearing, a lot of anglers still going out to East Bass. Lots of small crappie, but lots of them. Good-sized bluegills, few perch mixed in with them. Haven't heard much of anything for walleye out of there, but the pike are getting a little bit bigger, you know. Seems like they're getting a lot more 22 to 30-inch pike. Other lakes I'm hearing, Little Shag, West Bass, still doing good out there. A lot of nighttime fishermen out there trying to get the trout. It's a good idea to do that because you actually create a funnel of bait in the water. So it's easier to find the fish that way, in a sense.
Using the light, like floating the light in the water?
Yeah, you know, floating light off the side of the boat there concentrates the bait fish. And then trout seem to be followed right behind them. So it's a cool way of fishing. If you never tried it, I would highly recommend that. A lot less people out on the water as well. Other lakes, Little Lake, I'm hearing, doing all right. If you get out there, the big bluegill are still out there. They're just in the deep waters. Some walleye being caught out there, nothing huge, just a lot of 16, 17, 18 inchers. So hopefully be good in the future. Yeah, fishing in the Gwynn area is pretty good. You know, if you got any specific questions on a lake, just give me a call here at the store and I can give you the best advice I can give you.
All right, well, give them your phone number there at Gwynn Bait and Tackle.
So, obviously, 906-346-3330. Otherwise, find us on Facebook, send me a message, and I'll be in touch with you.
All right, Jamie, I want to talk a little more fishing with you and then get into some hunting licenses and product sales and get ready for the season, man, because it's right around the corner, especially bear hunting. So, can we get back in touch with you later this hour?
Yeah, absolutely. Look forward to talking to you then.
Jamie from Gwynn Bait and Tackle. Stay tuned for the second half of this conversation. We'll continue right here on The Outdoor Show.